formation into pools of mind. Difference, delicate metal flashes, my heartbeat settles. Separate images captured by different departments of my intelligence. Deep breath to focus, assessing the elements. Aftermath of emotional apocalypse, my eyelid flutters involuntarily. The human body is truly inspired, but it's a terrible lie. The neon strip glints across the red river, an electrical sunset, an animal landscape. Everything is still except for my exiting and the splatter of their everything. A perfect frozen photograph, my masterpiece. I move to the door, slip into the darkness. I'll have to do something. My appearance is socially unacceptable, and I'm not talking about the styles that I'm supporting. A stash to change of clothes, and next door's gone. Then I jump the wall, my reality's starting to harden. I move them into the window, and I freeze. If they flick the light switch, it'll be illuminated. Now I'm not hungry, but if there's a problem, it can be simply solved with a method of carving. Fate plays our hand, we're lucky I'm leaving, making movements with the utmost of feeling. Fresh clothes, and I'm strolling, acting like I've done nothing. I'm pulling in the distance. I hear the soldier ants screaming their intolerance and interference. Questioning black-white attitude that makes me their enemy. I parked a car 3 streets out of my mobile territory. Click my heels 3 times and take me home. Click my heels 3 times and take me home. Click my heels 3 times and take me home. The lines are straightforward like my logic. The material is sharpened by my will. The mirror shows the world in my perspective. The razor is my friend. My environment, subtle darkness, apparent calming influence, indicates the nature of the inhabitant to be tranquil and sensible. Idiot observer, my rationale works on a different level than your conditioned position. The obvious rooms are merely skin for this complex body's outward appearance, hiding an eternal complex. Complex, the heart of this house is hidden. If you press your skin against a wall, you can hear it beating through, thoughts traveling like ants through an artery. The truth is in the secret room, protected from the exterior outside. White walls cover the images of everything I consider important. The ceiling shows my suitable, inscrutable future. The floor projects my past. I take my pill, stand stationary in this wonderful, beautiful stillness. I am enlightened, the center of my universe. Predator, king, god.
Characteristics of a human being. Flesh, blood, skin, hair. But not a single clear, identifiable emotion, except for greed and disgust. Something horrible is happening inside of me, and I don't know why. My nightly bloodlust has overflowed into my days. I feel lethal, on the verge of frenzy. I think my mask of sanity is about to slip.
Picked up a stapler, hit her in the back of the head just to start with to incapacitate her. Jill was a stupid bitch, you got what she deserved. Wasted manager skills, now lying, bleeding and screaming. fetal position all shaking and fearing. This is the last time she steals my ideal ideas. Networking pawn scum, ladder climber, keeps setting potential, hidden behind her fat ass. You can't get past, but against office stationery, her jaw appears to be glass. Slammed her head in the photocopier over and over. Broke the plastic casing, blood mixed with toner. She slumped to the floor, red, dead, and black. See, this is what happens when assistants fight back now. Louisa Pierce have set out to please Jill. The access to my emails had gradually turned evil. When I came for her, she was doing her usual fuck all. Looked at me like I was shit in her shoe sole. So I smiled nicely, walked up real quietly. Broke her fucking nose for not acting politely. Thought about snapping her shin against her office desk. Decided to snap her fingers with a metal ruler instead. These are all people who have abused their power. And what goes around comes around, and this was their hour.
Wash your hands! Wash your hands!
These hands are filthy.
Wash your hands! Wash your hands!
There's dirt and way under this finger.
Wash your hands! Wash your hands!
PA, nippy little sweetie, man, the getting gossip for him was real easy. He was the last member of this Trinity Unholy Information Squirrel who deserved to burn slowly, a vicious homosexual. I found him hounding some lackey, lucky me, happy days are here. Tried to the fat elastic band to his eyeball exposed, knocked him unconscious and started severing his toes. He'll wake soon, I gleefully speculated, whistling cheerfully as his food became segregated. The amputee awoke, regurgitated his lunch, crushed his delicate skull with a heavy-duty hole punch. Dragged his body through to Michael's office wetly. Supposed to be personnel, but he did his job incorrectly. Anything for a quiet life appeared to be his motto. Said he sold my prolons, but his words were always follow. Hello, Michael. I dropped the body on his desk. He started hyperventilating, his blood pressure escalating. Handed him a blood-stained letter of resignation. Explained that I was leaving as it was no career elevation. I'm thinking his blinking, staring eyes communicated accept to this argument. Even though he didn't stay, that I walked into the fresh air, smiling to myself while inside the explosives detonated. As I close my eyes, the cracks appear crackling.
ecstatic sensory apparatus becomes white noise, fully dissolved to nothing, and I can't stop seeing. The second hand of my watch deafens my focus effortlessly, and in my left temple the pain begins to scream in time. My heartbeat and I can feel my blood. I move to the sideline, separating myself from everyone. I can clearly hear their every conversation within 20 meters. I want to sit down, but the human filth is everywhere, covering clean earth with concrete layering concrete with spittling skin cell until everything's contaminated and tainted. People pass me and I may hallucinate, my thoughts are lucid, so I suspect that it's a message. Alternatively, maybe I'm just crazy, I doubt it. And all I see is blood, it starts from their eyes and ears, searing pathways like molten metal across their skin, defacing their social connector, erasing this arrogant closed network. Hurtful, the definition of humanity couldn't be further from the truth. Understandably, they wrote it. The passing car engine smothers me softly, a shiver rattles my bones, and I clench my jaw in nausea, never letting go of this moment set in stone. My thoughts burn bright as an element. I can feel my blood pulsing through my veins, convulsing, muscles twitch impulsively. Ghost people walk past me, ignoring gently. Sweat falls from an eyelash and slowly drops down to impact on the surface. Like everything, they're all purposeless idiots anyway. I feel empty. I am all alone in this city of bones, singular species, hidden in human flesh. Some might say I'm demon, but this title is misleading. I'm much less. Comatose, dormant, masterless, masterpiece, deranged thought carrier, carrion eater, vicious love observer, human dream burner. The street turns red as they split, leaving skin heaped like old clothing, slippery and steaming, empty eyes, socket stare in judgment, their assumption. I stare back, but I know they cannot harm me physically. The skin flaps gently in the breeze easily. Slowly everything returns and nothing's normal.
That you are different, that you are special, that you can make a difference. You are nothing. The sooner you realize that mediocrity is all you are, the sooner your love will be blue. I love you so much. I'm working to free you. When you choose to be ordinary, then you will be special. Because you will be working to be ordinary. Unlike most others who just are.
I'm mailing to the mango, a mango to the mailing. Let me
tell you all about this bloody heaven. And through the back door without a sound, a movement to the left and I hit the ground. Check my backpack, prepare for attack. Calm myself as it was just the house cat. Started back off to the intended target. He always watches telly cause the boy's lethargic. I plan three possibilities, knock him out easily. Chloroform works or a needle to the artery. Immediate death, provide at least satisfaction. The living room door was open just a fraction. A mango to the melon, melon to the mango. It's time to start dancing the fearful tango. Put on my paper smile, pulled out my dictionary. Paper smile scary, paper smile scary. Pushed the door open but I creep real quietly. Saw the boy's head shift towards me slightly. He did a turn around and that was all I needed. Leapt across the room, must have fast and exceeded. He didn't have a chance to create a tussle. Didn't have a chance to even move a muscle. Stabbed him in the neck with a steel syringe. And then I tied him up securely with a devilish grin. Gagged his mouth tight so he could not curse. But I didn't strip him naked cause that's perverse. Sent to work by first unpacking my trade tools. Black a deck of battery power and razor blades cool. Getting kinda clammy latex gloves. And it wasn't very often that I show my love. Everything's ready, double check the rope band. Smelling salt to the nose, eyes wide open. Started with a slit underneath the eye. There's no way to escape, but he has to try. The sweat starts pouring, tears start falling. Even the mightiest men start falling. Swung the ball hammer and shattered his chin. Got the start of comprehension of what's under my skin. Face turned white as it drained out blood. The man could truly see that it's all about love. Focused on his limbs for the following hour. Where's the intervention from his spiritual power? Put the razor down and reached out for the jigsaw. Right about now is the time to get hardcore. It all went red and then it all went black. My job was done here so now I started to pack. 5 minutes almost finished packing my stuff. Then just for a second heard a movement above.